News, I'm Ben Thomas. Thousands of people in the Seattle area have been forced from their homes by flooding. Jennifer King has a report.
Officials say conditions in the region may get worse before it gets better.
We expect additional widespread flooding across the state today and tomorrow.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says one man was found dead in a submerged car.
In Snohomish County, on behalf of the people of the state of Washington, we extend our condolences to that man's family and loved ones for what's obviously a very challenging time.
Officials there say the majority of rescue calls have been for people trying to drive through rising water or who didn't expect their houses to be flooded and wouldn't leave when they were told. Officials lifted an evacuation alert in King County, east of the Green River, but over 200 homes had to be evacuated in the city of Pacific after a levee breach early Tuesday morning. The Valley Regional Fire Authority says crews pulled some of the flood victims out from the windows of their apartments. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela, ramping up pressure on the country's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. Meantime, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio held closed-door briefings for members of Congress on the military campaign against alleged drug boats in the waters off South America that have killed at least 95 people. Senator Adam Schiff coming away with this assessment.
I found the legal explanations and the strategic explanations incoherent.
In Los Angeles, Nick Reiner has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. And in Rhode Island, investigators released new images of a man suspected in the Brown University shooting, but no indication they're any closer to identifying him. Employers added 64,000 jobs in November, but unemployment up to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. This is AP News. President Trump's chief of staff has offered an unusually candid look inside his presidency.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case, saying Bondi mismanaged it with talk about a client list sitting on her desk. Her remarks appeared in a series of interviews published by Vanity Fair. Wiles also broadly defended Trump's second administration. On Venezuela, she said Trump would continue to be aggressive and defended Trump's retribution against people he perceives as political enemies. After the story was published, Wiles described it as a, quote, disingenuously framed hit piece on me and the finest president, White House staff, and cabinet in history. Wiles did not deny the quotes that were attributed to her. She's been speaking to Vanity Fair since just before Trump took office last January. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.